I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Mark Haslam, who is the head of swimming and sport for a company called Places Leisure, based in the United Kingdom. Mark's actually a personal friend of mine. We've known each other now for over 20 years. Now, Mark, as you know, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on the core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what would be your recommended best practices around those? But please do start, though, Mark, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. And over to you, Mark, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Hi, everybody. As Paul mentioned, I work for Places Leisure, and it's great to be catching up with Paul again, as we have done over many, many years. And it's good to know he hasn't lost that English accent of his. Places Leisure, we are a leisure management company and working in partnership with a number of local authorities. I think you'll understand them as municipalities. Paul reminded me that earlier. I was worried about getting my tongue around that one. We operate 100 leisure facilities across England. And our leisure facilities in England very much include gyms, swimming pools, indoor and outdoor facilities, and other things like climbing walls and so forth. Our objective really as an organisation is to provide, our aim is to provide active places and healthy people in the communities that we operate. But our environment is ever changing and quite challenging, and very much from new innovation as well as changes in regulation, government regulation. And some of those are planned changes and some of those are reactive. And clearly, the last 18 months has resulted in a lot of reactive change. And so critical to our business success is our approach to change management. So as an organisation, we have developed a structure which engages with all our staff, all levels within the organisation. And our aim with that is to ensure that we drive understanding of what's driving the change in that environment, enabling all levels of the organization to better contribute input into the solutions that will be that we were working up to respond to those changes. And also, I found over the years personally that it's those that are closest to our customers that really understand, you know, what really needs to happen and come up with the best ideas sometimes. And, you know, teach, and I'm never, you know, every day is a teaching day, as they say. So this process may seem initially time consuming, but what I found over the years is that this approach, when you then go to land, you land quickly. And also it's landing with ownership. And I think that is absolutely critical. That's my piece for today, really, about our approach to change management. Thank you.
Oh, Mark, that's brilliant. Well, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular. Thanks for your insights, Mark, to help people within their organisations. And on a personal level, it's so great to see you again. And as they do in the States, could I offer you a virtual high five? Cheers, Mark. Thanks for your time
today. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.